Today on Real Radio.
God says it's between a male and a female. That is marriage. Is it a political issue? Is it religious? Is it moral? Provocative stuff, huh? But isn't it reality?
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David J., thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack continues in his series of messages where he discusses some biblical insights regarding events that are currently affecting our culture. This worldview series addresses what many believers say are the most important issues that affect on a social level, and especially during an election year. Today's topic, marriage. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs now in a lesson called Politics and Faith, Why Traditional Marriage Matters.
And our culture has made so much fun of it, I believe because of satanic attack and influence, to undermine marriage, to debase marriage, to get the young generation today on a spiritual, who knows what, suicide mission, culturally, to say, I'm not going to get married. Or I looked at my parents' marriage and it stinks and I'm not going to do that. More and more young people today are choosing to live together than to get married. Little do they know that they're destroying the inside of their soul and hearts because they have all the trappings of home and plain house, but there's not a commitment. One falls in love, or maybe they both fall in love, but there's no anchor. There's no concept of God, and they'll wind up breaking it off. So, well, we don't need a piece of paper for that to happen. That's right. You don't need a piece of paper for that to happen. That piece of paper speaks about, in America anyway, about what is transpiring spiritually. Thank God that's not lost yet in our world. Ephesians 5, verse 25 says, husbands, love your wives. Does that sound like a suggestion? Husbands, pray about it. No. Husbands, love your wives. Well, how? Just as Christ loved the church. What does that mean? He gave himself for her. Translation, you need to drop dead for your wife. You need to be willing to die for your wife. And I can feel it. I feel it right now. You don't know my wife. I can feel it. You can feel it. I can feel it. The resistance. Whatever your wife is, God has ordained you as the husband, that if you are willing to take up the mantle of Jesus and love your wife, God will change your heart. God will change your life. That's the power that God so honors marriage. He will honor the husband's position if that husband submits himself to Christ and starts loving on his wife the way Christ loves the church. God will change your heart. You watch.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
Then just keep what you have. But if you want to take God at his word, watch what happens. But I was still reading. Verse 26, Ephesians 5, that he may sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of the water by the word. Give your wife the word of God. That he might present her to himself a glorious church. So wait. Watch the change. Watch the amazing verbiage and word usage. We were just talking about husbands loving their wives. Then it says that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes it and cherishes it, just as the Lord does the church. Hear how it's woven together? This sacred model? For we are members of his body and of his flesh and of his bones. For this reason, here it is, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Verse 32, this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Wow. Husbands and wives are an earthbound living example of the ministry of Jesus Christ and his church. Point number three, our biblical worldview on politics and marriage. Marriage is God's plan for the family. God says so. So question, should the government be involved in the family? Now let me restate it this way. Should parents or the government have the primary responsibility of training up your child? That's a better way to put it, huh? See, today people will say, should the government be involved in the family? In some ways, the answer is yes by some. And then the other answer would be no by others. But if you put it this way, it's the same question. If you repackage it and you ask it this way, should parents or the government have the primary responsibility of raising your child? Now all of a sudden, we go back to the introduction of what government is for. Do you hear me? Government is for providing me safety and protection in my culture to pave the streets. When I flush the toilet, everything's supposed to go out to the sewer. That's government. Government is supposed to have a police force. Government is supposed to have a military for me to protect me. Government is to do the infrastructure stuff and the law enforcement stuff. Government is not to take your children from you, and I do not have the time tonight to stress and show you how in Europe homeschoolers have been arrested over the course of these last 4 years. More and more homeschooling parents in Europe have been arrested or their children have been taken from them, and now most recently it's happened up in 2009, I believe it's New Hampshire, where a mom and a dad were arrested for homeschooling. A court ordered by the judge, the child must go to public school, and the parents refused, and they were arrested. Now, stop right there. Are you a Christian?
Yes.
Do you think we should be talking about politics?
No.
But politics is saying, you, believe me, if the state of California has its way, all homeschoolers will either have to put their kids in public school or they'll be arrested. Homeschooling is on its way out in California. You watch and see. That's politics, friends. Is that religious? Is it moral? Or is it political? You see where this comes home now? There's nowhere to hide. It's all of the above. You cannot parse them out. Now it's getting close to home. Marriage is God's plan for the family. Genesis 2:21, therefore a man shall leave his father and mommy and be joined to his wife. They shall become one flesh. By the way, listen, when you get married, you say goodbye to mom and dad. Okay, if you can't say goodbye to mom and dad, then don't get married yet. Cut the apron strings, I don't know, whatever. But, you know, you hurt my feelings. I'm going to tell my mom. Obviously, it was years and years and years and years ago. Lisa's oldest sister got married, and she, a couple weeks later, shows up at mom and dad's house, knocking on the door, crying with her bags. We got in a fight. And Lisa's dad, God bless him, he's in heaven now, but Lisa's dad opened the door. He's standing there and goes, what are you doing here? She goes, we got in a big fight. And I've come home. He said, no, you didn't come home. No, he did. He said, get out of here. Go back home and make it work. Go home and make it work. And that, listen, you go home and you make it work. Leave and cleave. Psalm 127, verse 3. God ordained the family. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has a quiver full of them. Man, do you hear God? God says, have babies, have kids, all over the place. Wow. God's for family. Marriage is God's design plan for family. It's where kids grow up. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. Hear, O Israel. You can put in this. Hear, O church. The Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them. You shall teach them to your children. And shall walk or talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise up. Leave that verse up there. Look at that. Look at this. Can you imagine this? Listen. God says, parents, how many of your parents, raise your hand, you got kids. God says, I'm holding you responsible for teaching your children about me, period. Are you a Christian? Yes. Do you have kids? Yes. You must teach your children the ways of God. That ain't going to happen in any school system. You understand that? In fact, the way the school system's going, you've got to unteach your kids every night. You got to wash their brains and hearts with the stuff that they're being fed. God says to the believer, you teach your kids. Politics says, that's our business. And I think that's immoral. Why? Because it's a religious issue. God gave me kids to bring into this world to someday present to the Lord. I pray, as we all do as parents, we pray for the souls of our children. I pray for the souls of my grandkids. And you see, it all now, I hope you're getting this, it's all political, it's all moral, it's all religious. God's plan for the family is to create a new household. God loves that. The next generation, think about that. The next generation is God's plan. He wants to bless them. God's design for family, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. Children, it says, obey your parents in the Lord. That's another great statement. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. If your parents are telling you to do immoral things, then run. But if your parents love the Lord or they're good moral parents, they may not even be Christians. My parents were not Christians, but they were moral people. God says, obey them. For this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Listen to God's blessing. That it may be well with you, and you may live a long life on the earth. And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, taunt, poke, make fun of, frustrate your kids. But bring them up in the training and the admonition of the Lord. Listen, all fathers are ordained by God to teach their kids about the things of God. Dad, if you're not doing it, then start tonight, start tomorrow. But God says, fathers are to do this. Raise their kids up in the ways of the Lord. Exodus 20, verse 12. Honor your father and mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. I want to speak just to dads for a second here. And I speak from having daughters. You think of your little daughters. I wrote down little daughters, teen daughters, adult daughters need their parents' influence still. Little daughters, teen daughters, adult daughters need their male father influence and their female mother influence. It never stops. We're grandparents now. I thought, well, man, that's great, man. It's awesome. Kids moved out. They got married. This is great. Lisa and I can do anything we want in our own house. Nobody's around. And then they start coming back. What are you doing? What's up? Oh, the baby needs to diaper change. Yeah, well, I mean, isn't it like Carl's Jr. have a little thing you can do it there or something? No, I'm joking, but it's very sweet. It's like, wow, this is great. But things are always changing, and if you let God be God, they change for the better. It's beautiful. Now watch this. When I was putting this together, song came to my mind, and you probably know this song. John Mayer wrote a song called Daughters. I'm going to ask you to look at the screen for a minute. And John Mayer, now he gets it. I don't know anything about John Mayer, but he's got some good music. But this is great. I know a girl, she puts the color inside of my world, but she's just like a maze where all of the walls are continually change. And I've done all I can to stand on her steps with my heart in my hands. Now I'm starting to see maybe it's got nothing to do with me. Next slide. Fathers, be good to your daughters. Daughters will love like you do. Girls become lovers who turn into mothers. So mothers, be good to your daughters too. Next slide. Oh, you see that skin? It's the same she's been standing in since the day she saw him walking away. Now she's left cleaning up the mess he made. Next slide. So fathers, be good to your daughters. Daughters will love, that's powerful, will love like you do. Girls become lovers who turn into mothers. So mothers, be good to your daughters too. Boys, you can break. You'll find out how much they can take. Boys will be strong and boys soldier on. But boys would be gone without the warmth from a woman's good heart. These are strong words. John Mayer gets this. On behalf of every man looking out for every girl, you are the God and the weight of her world. Listen, a child growing up sees parents as gods or authorities. So fathers, be good to your daughters. Daughters will love like you do. How many girls marry men who were just like their dad? Good, bad, or ugly, huh? Girls become lovers who turn into mothers. So mothers, be good to your daughters too. John Mayer. He's got it. Family, he's talking about family. The integrity, the need for family. So should the government be involved in family? You know what? My answer is this. Yes, the government should be involved in family this way. Politics should be involved in my family this way. To assist me to do whatever I can to raise up my children and to protect my marriage. That's what government's for. You want to vote this election and any election for a political person or a party that is for your freedom, for the defense of your family, and for your own. It doesn't take an Einstein to figure that out. Oh, that's so political. Are you crazy? What is wrong with you? Simple. God says those kids are yours, and I'm going to have you give me the answer for their lives in the end of your life. And others say, no, you know what? It's all the government's business. They'll feed them. They'll raise them. They'll tell them what to think. They'll tell them what to believe in. They'll tell them what to do. Black and white. I read recently how our economy, which will directly attack the American home, which will directly attack marriage, is beyond saving. It is impossible. America is doomed by its own devices. You say, oh, that's doomsday speak. Really? That's funny. Because sociologists and mathematicians that were summoned by Congress to figure out how do we get out of the Medicare, Medicaid debt crisis for the future and all this retirement stuff for the future. Did you know that? You know what a baby boomer is? You're looking at one. I'm a baby boomer. My generation, listen, young people, it gives me great pleasure to tell you this. I may look like a dinosaur to you, but my generation invented the iPad. My generation invented the iPhone. My generation invented the space station. Baby boomers became the richest people on earth. The biggest generation mass of people became millionaires and billionaires. Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, my generation. You know what we also did? We also aborted 57 million kids. Do you know what that did mathematically? Completely cut out an entire generation that was to fuel by taxes, income, wages. It's doomed. Mathematically, impossible. We've cursed ourselves by killing the family. We're attacking marriage. We're killing babies. And just forget about standing before God. Mathematically, the culture is doomed. You can't recover from killing 57 million taxpayers that never had a chance to live. That's why I personally believe, man, this issue of the election has nothing to do with somebody being black or white or a Muslim or a Mormon. It has everything to do with the platforms. One platform says save babies, the other platform says kill babies. One platform says God, one platform does not say God. The other platform says Israel, the other one says no Israel. Well, that's political. Is it political? Or is it moral? Or is it religious? This is where you live. This is how you and I are to be engaged in our culture. Number four, marriage is God's foundation for society. You want to redefine marriage? Check this out. Did you know that historically, for the last 5,000 years, it is a fact that marriage, stable, secure marriage, builds civic tranquility. Less crime. Higher standard of living. Greater morality. Greater freedoms. Healthier citizens. Greater acts of compassion. Adoptions. Better education. Throughout the Bible, God defends marriage over and over again and condemns infidelity that destroys marriage. God condemns it. God condemns adultery because it destroys marriage. He condemns promiscuity because it destroys marriage. Pornography, God condemns because it destroys marriage. And abuse, God condemns it. Marriage is God's foundation for society.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a presentation called Politics and Faith, Why Traditional Marriage Matters, part of a worldview series that we're presenting here on Real Radio. Its purpose is to aid believers in being salt and light in an election year. We'll continue with more on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now, this series is available for you on a set of CDs, 5 messages in all, and it goes by the same title, Politics and Faith. Our offer, here it is, for your gift of any amount to this broadcast outreach known as Real Radio, we'll send it to you. You'll hear once again Pastor Jack's Trinity of Truth, which is crucial information to have at election time. So once again, we'll send you this series, Politics and Faith, by Pastor Jack, in a 5 CD set for your gift of any amount to Real Radio. You can call, click, or write, just be sure to mention it by name, Politics and Faith. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. You could also call us if you'd like, 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. Or if you'd prefer, write to us and ask for the CD set by name, the Politics and Faith series. Just send your gift and request to our mailing address, Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Of course, all of our contact info can be always found at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.